This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
All right, let's talk baseball for a second, because I truly had to double check that this wasn't like just some fake suggestion that was out there from somebody trying to stir up the pot and conversation around baseball. I had to make sure it wasn't that. And no, there's a report from the New York Times that there is something called the golden at-bat rule that is being discussed. You're like, what the heck is the golden at-bat rule? This is something that, according to this report, Rob Manfred has been considering multiple changes, and the most extreme suggestion would be a golden at-bat rule. Jason Stark over at The Athletic as well put together this in more detail. Basically, at the core of the idea, it would allow a team one opportunity to call upon a hitter who's in the lineup but is not due for an upcoming at-bat. You would basically be able to pinch hit a hitter that's already in the game. Does that make sense? So let's use it with the Royals. This rule suggestion would allow you, in a circumstance, to say, you know what? The bottom of the order is up. Eighth hitter is up. We want to put our best hitter. We want Bobby Wood Jr. up. So we'll use our one golden at-bat. Bobby Wood Jr. gets to bat in the eighth spot. And then he gets to bat again in the two spot when we come back around. And that's the idea. So imagine in any spot at any game, or imagine a big moment, you could use it, you know, in the late inning situation. You could use it earlier in the game if you can, you know, bust the game wide open. I think this idea is horrendous. This seems like something you would put in a video game. Like, I'm playing a special game mode in MLB The Show, or it's something that we would just see that is thrown out in an all-star game, or you know, a celebrity all-star game or something. Try it there. This is awful. I've actually applauded Rob Manfred over the last 5 years with some of the changes to baseball. I actually think they've been really beneficial. Pace of play, of course, the pitch clock. People have been critical over his tenure, but I thought he's nailed that. This would be terrible. Now, the exact specifics and variations, nobody knows. It's just something that is gaining some traction. I have no idea if this would ever happen, and I sure hope it wouldn't in baseball. Would you have the golden at-bat rule only be for the seventh inning or later? Would you only have it for playoffs? Would you only have it for the regular season?
Not at all. It's awful.
I mean, think about, like, I mean, there's so many weird scenarios where you could have even your leadoff hitter. I keep using the Bobby Wood Jr. scenario. Like, the golden at-bat rule, Bobby's due up next, but you want to actually have him bat two times in a row. Like, what? Then who? Do you have a pinch runner?
That would be wild, actually.
So you're going to have Bobby bat back-to-back. He gets a double. Then he goes back to the batter's box. And what? Then you're allowed a pinch runner at the same time? Like, this all has to be worked out anyway. It seems like a mess. It seems like a crazy arcade video game thing that would be fun mode to play where you could just... This is fake baseball, is what this is.
Someone said this screams Savannah Bananas.
There you go.
It absolutely does. This Harlem Globetrotters-esque. Because to your point, Gold... Say they want to intentionally walk Bobby. Uh-huh. Okay, he gets on base. Hey, let's bring him back
again.
Are you going to intentionally walk him now?
Yeah.
And then they intentionally walk him. Like that might be the best example of the rule of how stupid the suggestion actually is. Is if you're going to intentionally walk a guy, you're going to intentionally walk him twice? Because why would we not do this? It makes a mockery of the sport, I think, where you don't want to be in that situation. You know, baseball, to your point, Gold, has done a really nice job of trying to attract more viewers on a more consistent basis, just from a national perspective, from a regional perspective. And they've done a decent job of, I think, bringing in more eyes with the games being faster and everything like that. But it makes a mockery of what the sport is and has always been. And I think that's the last thing that you actually want to do.
Yeah.
You don't want to make it a joke.
And it's pointed out in the article from Jason Stark as well, that this is something that... you know, has been a fairly casual conversation at this point. As far as it actually ever becoming a thing, it's still probably a long shot. And there's, I just don't know how anybody that would have to be part of the approval process, owners, and I don't know if the MLBPA has to also approve this or not, why on earth you would do this. Like, the thought process is, hey, more high leverage at bats for, you know, the top hitters in the game, that creates more drama.
That's not the way the game of baseball is. It's not the way the game is.
You're truly changing the sport. Like, adding the pitch clock, to me, is not changing the sport.
No.
It was trying to speed it up. Ultimately, it wasn't changing how the game is truly played, for the most part, right? This is, like, just fundamentally changing. Like, all of a sudden, the NFL, let's say, like, what's the NFL equivalent? Like, you're just allowed one time a game, a fifth down. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I guess, like, you're allowed a fifth down, or one time a game, you only need to get 5 yards for a first down. Like, it'd be something stupid like that. Or one time a game, that field goal is worth 10 points if you want to kick a 70-yarder. Like, it'd be something stupid like that. I'm all for new ideas in the sport and how to make it more interesting. This is truly video game stuff. That's what the golden at-bat rule would be in baseball.
What they should have done was suggest it for the All-Star game. Like, hey, they're thinking of a new All-Star game rule, and then if it worked out well, it's like, you know what, maybe they could use this for the real game. But for them to go all the way to... For them to go from 0 to 100
let's
on
just
this
go
idea.
Ahead and, let's just go ahead and have a game where you're allowed to sub in any all-time great from your franchise's history once a year. Just go ahead. They want to bring back George Brett for an at-bat. Go ahead. Like,
this is crazy stuff. We're going to clone prime Bo Jackson, and we're going to bring him in for a... We need somebody to go from first to home on a line drive single. We need Bo Jackson, please.
Yeah, there are so many other things I would add or change to baseball before I would ever, and someone, I think that text is a great way to compare it, other than the video game angle, which is you're basically just making it like a Savannah Bananas baseball game. And that's as great as that is. We all know what that is. Like, you're going to watch it for what it is. It's the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball.
Yeah.
An actual regulated regular season MLB game, or God forbid, a World Series game, having a golden at bat, is just not how the sport should be played.
It's a complete mockery to the sport.
Worry about the number of games that you have. Worry about whether or not you should have, you know, the ghost runner stuff or whatever in playoff baseball.
Worry about one team all this other stuff. Deferring all this damn money so they can
pay guys.
Salary
cap or a salary floor. You know, I still think ultimately, to your point there about the Dodgers and the money they're spending, there's part of me that wants the Dodgers to just go sign everybody. And my only thought with it is, does it get so ridiculous? Like, if they already signed Otani, if they signed Soto and then they signed, keep going,
they've already
got
Snell,
and they already signed Blake Snell. Just so ridiculous that finally people wake up even more in baseball and like, this is like, it gets, I'm talking about like the most extreme of the extreme. Like, they just consistently keep signing everybody. I know we already think this happens, that the Dodgers and Yankees sign anybody they want, and there's some truth to that, certainly. But I'm saying, like, the ultimate extreme. Like, they get Soto, they get... Then who pick next year? They get the biggest price. Like, just so absurd that maybe that would actually bring about change. Maybe I'm being naive, but that's the only way I think that ever changes. Worry about that kind of stuff before we come up with some silly, you know, golden at-bat rule. And an MU fan just texted and said, what's wrong with five downs? There you go.
Well...
But it's just crazy. Did you be honest? Like, when I put that on the rundown, did you think it was a fake rule idea? Cause I had to triple check that this was something that was actually being discussed by the commissioner.
When you first read it, it's like, I thought, is this for an actual game, or is this like an all-star game thing? Like how the NBA is changing their format and they've done so. Is this just something that baseball's trying to do? But no, it's real baseball games that matter for wins and losses. I don't know how people would view it going forward, but you're taking away from what the game actually is, and I think it completely destroys the reputation that baseball has in terms of, like, quote unquote America's pastime. You made a mockery of all of that and what it became.
There is at least one person on the text line that says, you know what? Says from the 913, I like the idea. I'm tired of watching games come down to a terrible batter striking out again. Let the best of the best compete. It's just not how the sport is played. I'm with you. Would I rather see Aaron Judge at the plate in the bottom of the ninth, as far as just a casual observer, not if I'm the opposing team, a casual observer? Would I rather see Aaron Judge at bat? Yeah, there's some truth to that. Then pick whoever the number nine hitter this was this year for the Yankees. I don't know who the heck that was. Whoever that is. Yeah, of course there's truth to that. It's just that's not how the sport is played. That's like saying let Patrick Mahomes be the quarterback for both teams. I mean, like it's just it's that would be more exciting, but that's just not just you're changing the entire sport.
To me, the only way that this idea actually has any sort of relevance to go into actually be playing in a game is if baseball decided for whatever reason to do like an NBA Cup style like in-season tournament. Fine, you know what? You want to do it for the MLB in-season tournament? Fine. But in terms of games that actually count for your record and for your playoff push, it's not good.
Yeah,
it's not good.
You want to do it for the All-Star game? I'm fine with it. Like, fine. Yeah. Do it during the All-Star game. The game doesn't count, and that whole thing, right? And why not? That would be where I would be like, all right, you know what? That's fun. That's different. Fine. You can bring some other All-Star back off the bench. The reason why they would never do it in the All-Star game is an ego thing. Because could you imagine? You're an All-Star, so you're obviously one of the best players in the league that year.
And you're getting
And then the manager says, we don't want you to have the at-bat. We're going to give that at-bat to the All-Star that started the game. That's why they would never do it in the All-Star game. It'd be an ego thing.
Oh, yeah.
But that would be the only game in which I would be like, okay, well, why not? That would be it.
Someone said from the 913, you either evolve as a sport or it dies. Football has evolved. Why not baseball? I don't think this is evolving.
Football has evolved. Baseball has evolved as well. But you're talking about like changing the true structure of the game, not a new rule emphasis or trying to speed up the game or now we're going to have different, the different kickoff is one thing. That's why I really was anti new kickoff rule in the NFL, but they were about to get rid of it anyway. That's a fundamental change, not to the extreme. Like, as I said, I'm trying to find the equivalent in football to this golden at-bat rule in baseball.
There is none currently.
There is none currently, but it would be, the fifth down, someone said it'd be like adding an extra player for one play on the field for the offense. It would be, it would be something. You get more points for, you get to call your shot on this play. If you get a touchdown on it, it's worth 12 points. Like, just something ridiculous.
So the same person texted in, this is already a rule during banana ball for the Savannah Bananas. You already answered your question. This rule would be implemented that's used. It's like the Harlem Globetrotters being able to do whatever the Harlem Globetrotters are doing now. That is basically breaking the rules, but putting that in the NBA and having it be a thing. It's a mockery of the sport and what it actually is in terms of a competitive nature, not just entertainment.